This is Bulldog Live on the Pulse. To get in touch about the news of the day, call 866-823-1077. Now, here's Brian Tilton and Bulldog Live.
And this song was sent in by a listener who cares to remain anonymous about the Northern Pass Project and some of the problems that he sees with it coming down the line. And we played this once before, but it's worth playing again right here on Bulldog Live, 1-866-823-1077. Dr. Margaret Jones of Margaret Jones Productions will be talking to us very shortly here about getting the message out on local TV.
You wake up in the morning to the sound of chainsaws going. You run outside to see what it could be. Just up around the bend, there's 96 Canadians chopping every stick and shrub and tree. When you get up close, you shout, "What the heck's this all about?" They answer, "Hey, we're doing this for you." When they look at us, they see a bunch of backwards dumb Yankees. Yet we're smart enough to know we're getting fooled. Hey, Northern Pass is coming. Leave us alone. Northern Pass is coming. Gonna take your land and homes. Northern Pass is coming. This just ain't right. Northern Pass is coming. They'll strip everything inside. Look out.
Right.
Now they're working really hard as they tear up your whole yard. You watch and think, man, this just isn't fair. In the place of your nice flower stands a 200-foot tower. Someday you'll think that it was always there. You're frustrated and you're mad. The situation's really bad. It seems that all your hard work was in vain. And though you scream and fuss and fight, your house will be theirs by tonight. Cause they've hit you with eminent domain. Wow. Northern Pass is coming. Please go away. Northern Pass is coming. They'll be cutting night and day. Northern Pass is coming. It's here indeed. Northern Pass is coming. And it's all for corporate greed. Wow.
Hey, APL. What you do up there on the hill? You cut down all my trees side by each? Hey, do something that look good, eh? What's that be it? No most of golden for me. Merci.
My rhododendrons, my lilac trees, now they're just wood chips blowing softly in the breeze. Here comes a skitter with a steel cable. Pierre just uprooted my new Japanese maple. Like World War III. They left behind a mess and told me, hey, it's for the best, cause soon I'll have cheap electricity. But now that they moved on, why would I turn a light bulb on? There's nothing left outside for me to see. Hey, Northern Pass is coming. They're on their way. Northern Pass came through.
And my land value went away.
Northern Pass went through now.
Well, I can't believe
Northern Pass came through.
It ruined all my property. Watch it.
Okay, everybody, here we go. Line up side by each. We sing. Everybody sing. Here we go.
Northern Pass came through here.
How can it be?
Northern Pass came through.
They didn't leave a single tree.
Northern Pass is left now.
Oh, I'm glad they're gone.
Northern Pass is gone.
Now I've got gravel but no lawn.
Northern Pass is coming.
What do they need?
Northern Pass is here.
They want my land and home indeed.
Northern Pass is coming.
Oh, I should have known.
Northern Pass is here.
They ruined everything I own.
Northern Pass is gone now.
Where can they be?
Northern Pass is gone.
They're down in Washington, D.C.
Northern Pass is gone now.
this might be good.
Northern Pass is gone.
Cause DC has lots of deadwood.
Northern Pass is coming.
Oh, I can't believe.
Northern Pass is here.
I gotta pack my stuff and leave.
Northern Pass is here.
Well, I need a new place not too far.
Northern Pass is here.
I think I'll move to Canada.
Au revoir.
All right, that's our Northern Pass song here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse. Again, thank you to our anonymous listener for sending that one in, and happy to play it here. Add that to our musical library of no Northern Pass songs here. 1-866-823-1077 is our phone number here on Bulldog Live. You know, there's so many things that have been coming out over the last few days about Northern Pass. People still making their opinions known. People still asking lots of questions, and you know, now could they be changing some of their plans given what's happening with this Northeast Energy Link underground transmission line that would be coming through New Hampshire, if that too is approved? Well, anyway, a property owner from the North Country, Margaret Jones from Stratford, is joining us here in studio. She has been very busy over the last few weeks, engaging in a new project, what I would, well, I don't know if I should call it groundbreaking project, but let's put it this way. She's the first that I know of to be doing this and doing video documentaries of what is happening with Northern Pass. She's got a number of videos on YouTube already, and beginning an effort to get them on the public access TV station. So we'll get her microphone turned on here, Bob, if we would, so we can give Dr. Margaret Jones a proper introduction. How are you today?
Hi, Bulldog. That song was just hilarious at the beginning, but then I got sad because it's true. It's all the ridiculous things are true.
Well, your property is in the line of fire on this, isn't it?
Right. It's under siege. It's under siege and slated for towers to be put on it by Northern Pass. But the horrible thing is, I don't see Northern Pass as the enemy. They're just taking advantage of what's available to them, and there are no laws to stop them. So even though they're bad guys, there would be other bad guys after them if legislation weren't enacted to stop this sort of thing from happening again.
Well, no, and that's a very good point, and it's important to note that your property is north of Groveton, so it is in the line of fire to have this new right-of-way. This would be the uncharted territory for Northern Pass.
Right. It's on the 40 miles that would need a new right-of-way, and it's on 40 miles that right now have underground power lines, so there are no power lines. So when we see surveyors come out or airplanes, helicopters come out to survey, they're not looking at existing power lines because there are none.
Well, how about that? Because that's another issue that's been coming up, and that is people going on to other people's property, doing these surveys and the like, and they've been confronted by a number of landowners saying, what are you doing here? Do you have a right to be here? Because you know, this is where people need to really look at their property deeds so that they can see whether somebody has a right to be there, and if so, under what circumstances. It doesn't give the contractors an unlimited right to be on your property.
Right. So one of my videos does show a couple from Sugar Hill. Their names are Stroop, Kim and George Stroop. And George was out on his sugar bush, on which he put signs that specifically said no trespassing, no Northern Pass. He found two surveyors on his land who said they felt they had a right to be there, even after he asked them to leave. So I have him on the video saying this. He's a real person. He didn't make it up. And his wife goes on to tell about a helicopter that she saw. She believes it was surveying. And she says that when she was in Concord, Donner Gamache on May 19th specifically said that there were no helicopters. So there we have direct testimony telling a story that's disturbing about Northern Pass going on land they want to take. So they don't have a permit, but they want to take it, so they're going on it anyway.
Right, and I've heard of similar incidents around the Sugar Hill area, and you know, I'm talking Sugar Hill and some of the surrounding communities where there's also some existing rights of ways, but and some police reports have been filed too you know, because the people are saying, wait a minute, there's people here that are not part of PSNH that do not have a right to be here. They're not doing what my property deed allows them to do to patrol the right-of-way. These people are setting up surveying equipment
right,
and the like.
They're putting pink ribbons down. They're setting up survey equipment. They're intimidating. They're interfering with maple sugaring. They're doing what they were paid to do. Survey land which doesn't belong to them. Even if there is a right-of-way doesn't mean there's a big swath on which they can go. It means maybe there's a telephone pole that was allowed by the previous steward of the land. I don't want to say owner of the land. By the previous steward to let electricity go on to his neighbor. Yep, you can put up this telephone pole. Not yep, later on you can come and take my land and my home. And there was no compensation. There was no consideration given for that telephone pole to be put up. So there wasn't a sale. The landowner is still paying the income tax on that land. And here there are trespassers.
Right. And so this is an issue that continues to evolve and probably will continue for the foreseeable future as Northern Pass tries to continue to push its plans through New Hampshire. Dr. Margaret Jones joining us here. She has a new video production operation, Margaret Jones Productions. And you've been traveling up and down the entire state talking to people about their experiences and their interactions, like you pointed out with the couple in Sugar Hill. But you also been talking a lot about this eminent domain issue, too.
Well, eminent domain is the crux of the issue, because ever since this Northern Pass project became known to me or to my neighbors up north, it's been a matter of they want to take your land. If an agreement to walk the land and an option to buy in 3 years isn't signed for the fee of $400, no more working with the landowners has been done. If you don't sign that agreement to take $400 for 3 years of walking the land, they're done with you. They're not working with you. They're simply saying they're going to take your land. End of story. And they're going to take it through the Public Utilities Commission, the PUC, which currently has the authority to take land. And the Public Utilities Commission isn't run by someone you would like it to be run by.
Well, they're run by unelected bureaucrats.
Well, let's point at them right now, because those would be the people responsible for actually turning your land over to an electric company. And if they don't have the authority to do it, it would go to the feds and Washington would take your land. It's definitely a big problem it's coming to a head like a zit with Northern Pass. And again, Northern Pass isn't the enemy. Northern Pass is simply taking advantage of what's available to them. So if Northern Pass isn't stopped through legislation, there will be others and others and others again and again and again. And my piece of land is an especially sweet piece. It's 127 acres with old logging roads, so there's plenty of access to get to where they want the towers to go. In town, too, in North Stratford, there's a gentleman who was targeted by Northern Pass and asked to work for them. His name is Mason. He's been bragging that his farm will be used as a staging ground for the towers. So I would like in the town of Stratford to pass a warrant not allowing any Stratford land be used for storage or erection of towers for Northern Pass specifically. They're targeting us. Why not target them?
Well, that is a possibility. That's something that the voters might be able to do. Your property, I'm remembering back to your testimony before the U.S. Department of Energy when they had the public scoping comments. You appeared at one of the first. It was either the first or one of the first.
It was the first one in Pembroke,
The one in Pembroke, yeah. And you talked about your land. You used the term, you're the steward of the land. And yours is a historic property, too.
It is a historic property. On July 7th, we had over to the house Yvette Nanasi, who's with the Historic Society in Concord, I believe, and she's in charge of helping you with applications to get on the Historic Registry with the state of New Hampshire. She came over to the house with her mother, and it was lovely, and met with me, the caretaker, and two of the neighbors. We went over historic issues in the town, and it was hard to break up the meeting. It actually moved next door and went on for hours. The idea being, sadly enough, that if Northern Pass does seize the land, they'll have to pay more for it before they destroy it. It's not a good thing to think about, because even being a historic property doesn't exempt you from being destroyed. And specifically on the map that Northern Pass has put on their website, my land is shown with one of the sugar houses totally plowed down, the 1910 sugar house gone. It's totally gone, and the spring obliterated. Not that it matters to them what they're obliterating, but it does matter that they're planning to take it with no thought whatsoever.
And, you know, it's funny because we hear this word, to the extent possible.
Well, there is no extent possible. You destroy something, it's gone.
We will mitigate, you know, is what they say.
That means we'll pacify you if we can. If not, we won't.
Yeah, too
bad. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Right.
So currently, in the past two, even this morning, there was a helicopter flying overhead. I believe it was the DART helicopter, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. So in the past week, there were two helicopters flying the path of the Northern Pass, just flying there. And I've called the F Troop in Twin Mountain and talked with troopers who've said, well, you know, get us some footage. Maybe it's happy. Maybe it isn't. We have no jurisdiction. I've called the FAA. They said, well, if they're flying low, it's not in our jurisdiction. And what do you want us to do? You know, what do you want us to do about people surveying your land from the air? I don't know. I don't know. You can't call the National Guard. You can't do anything.
I'm just speechless here for a moment as I'm trying to think. I can't think of anything either. If these people are indeed flying the helicopters low, and I've every report that I've heard has been they're flying low, just above the tree line, so they can
view survey
these properties.
Correct,
yeah.
Correct.
They're surveying from the air.
So this is one of the things that I address in my video. I have two children who live right along the path, and they talk about what they've seen, and it's quite eye-opening because I label it from the mouths of babes. I don't prompt them what to say. They talk, and you look right at these children, and you know that if the line comes through their home, they have to move. They won't have a house. So again, the issue of will there be land reserved for people who are made homeless? Will there be a reservation set up for the indigenous people of New Hampshire? Where are these people supposed to go? Are you going to reserve land for them? Because the Cree Indians in Quebec were wiped out by Hydro-Quebec, and they were given some land. And here it's the same Hydro-Quebec trying to wipe out U.S. citizens and gain control over the path. If they pay to have the towers erected, they will have control over that land. They will be I don't want to call them stewards, the bad guys with the guns.
Right.
They
yeah.
will be the bad guys. The Canadians will be the bad guys with the guns in your yard if you're still there.
Well, let me tell you how eminent domain works in America from all the cases that I've seen. They kick you off your land, and they don't care where you go. That's the bottom line. That case, the Kelo versus New London case, and Suzette Kelo being the name behind that case, she's the one that had a little pink cottage on the water in New London in the Fort Trumbull neighborhood. And at the end, when she had to pack up and leave, she says, I want to take my house with me. She says, this is my house. This has been about my house, about my property. And they said, oh, you want to take the house? You have to dismantle it yourself, and you have to move it at your own expense. That's what they did to her. Guess what? She did exactly that. And she packed up the house, literally, and moved it into the next town over. So they can't touch her again.
Well, that's so sick, it's not even funny.
It is sick. It's disgusting.
So New Hampshire is in danger of being sacrificed for what? I don't know for what. But the reason I'm here...
Cheap power, we're told.
Cheap power? We already have cheap power. If we cut down the dead wood and burn it, that's the cheapest power you're going to get. Which I heard you just talking earlier on the show about the Berlin biomass plant not being able to get funding through a bank, not being able to start up again in six other biomass plants with their contract not renewed by PSNH in danger of being put out of business. It makes me think that perhaps it's intentional to not renew those contracts so Northern Pass would be needed.
There is a distinct possibility in that. 1-866-823-1077 is our phone number. Dr. Margaret Jones joining us here, Margaret Jones Productions. We'll talk about some of the things in her videos and how you can get them viewed in your community right here on Bulldog Live. 1-866-823-1077 as we continue right here on The Pulse.
Bulldog Live will continue after these messages live on The Pulse.